Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Allison Arwady is on a phone line while we talk nonsense. Doctor, welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you.
You know, I have to tell you, I don't know if you remember, I feel a little chastened because last time we talked, I was talking about the two of us bellying up to a tavern and everything was right and everything was looking good and we were having fun and boom, things just seemed to turn on a dime.
They do. Welcome to the COVID roller coaster.
I guess so. So where are we? I mean, first I should say congratulations, right? Because Chicago is the lowest region in the state when it comes to positivity.
That's right. We are. But the bottom line is that even though we are doing better than really any other region in the state, we are still not doing well. And I'm very concerned because the numbers are going up significantly. Positivity is going up. So, you know, as folks probably heard me saying yesterday, now is the time to, you know, go back, you know, go do all the things that we know work, not be having people over to your house unless it's absolutely essential that they're there, and really get serious again about COVID, even though everybody's tired.
We are so tired. But, I mean, what happened? We were at 3.7 just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, the problem is COVID just looks for opportunities to spread. And what we see is that the difference between an outbreak that is in great control and an outbreak that is really out of control is just the difference between every time somebody has COVID, them spreading it to one other person as compared to, say, two other people.
Right.
And a difference as little as that can make all the difference here. And so, unfortunately, that's what we see. Where you start to see some increases, they can just go quickly from there. So, you know, we've bent the curve once. I'm confident we can do it again, but it is going to take people just taking a step back from maybe some of the ways that we've let our guards slip a little bit around COVID.
Well, listen, I'm a rule follower, and so I'm 100% behind the experts here. But I do have a question because I watched your news conference yesterday, and you said that the greatest spread, the cause of spread, the community spread, is in how the household and community and gatherings mm-hmm. like that. And here we are mm-hmm. shutting down restaurants, indoor dining and restaurants in four collar counties today. I fear it could come to Chicago as well. If the bars aren't the leading cause, why are the bars and restaurants suffering here?
Yeah, so the way this works is that we get that data from talking to people who have COVID and then basically getting a sense of, you know, do you know anybody who has had COVID? And we're looking at in case investigation and contact tracing, sort of tracing some of that backwards. And very different from early on where we were seeing very large outbreaks clearly associated with a place, with mm-hmm. a long-term care facility, with a jail. Right now, where we tend to see clusters is much more around these private gatherings. But still, people are getting COVID and then bringing it back into the home somewhere, right? And so
right.
I don't want to give the impression that there's not risk sort of in other places. It's just that where we have had more ability to, I think, have good social distancing, good mask wearing, good adherence, that has been less of a concern in some ways in public spaces. But the bottom line is that, you know, I mean, where people are eating and drinking, we've seen cases associated. We've not seen hundreds of cases, very large outbreaks, but it is a setting where folks are needing to remove their masks pretty much by definition. And I think our folks have done a good job broadly here in Chicago around trying to make those spaces as safe as they can be. But they do carry some inherent risk. So that's sort of the balancing act here.
I think it's out of your control. It's a state thing, but was there any thought or is there any thought to dividing up bars versus restaurants, trying to keep the restaurants open and keeping the bars closed? Because it seems like you could manage it better that way.
Yeah, so it is really a state decision. I have more concerns about bars than restaurants, just generally speaking, where we think about, you know, the ability to make sure restrictions are in place. Again, we've done things here with both bars and restaurants around requiring everybody to be seated, you know, trying to get away from some of that real sort of major kind of socialization and interface, especially without masks, you may be more likely to see in a bar. But I do agree, and we've seen across the country that bars are a larger concern than restaurants. But again, both by definition, you've got to take your mask off to eat. So I think that's some of the conversation.
Are we headed toward that? I mean, are we on a path in Chicago to have our restaurants and bars closed down again for indoor dining and drinking?
So, you know, we're watching the numbers really closely. Obviously, we're concerned about the way this is heading. As you know, we are doing better than the regions around us, but things are not heading the right way in Chicago right now. So it's premature to say for sure what direction we're going to go here. But the last thing that we're going to want to do is wait until things, you know, until we're seeing, as I mentioned yesterday, we're starting to already see some impact on hospitalizations. And we can't wait for things to get really out of control to think about the need to pull things back. So I can't comment just yet because we're looking at it really every day after day. But we mostly need people to do the things that we know work in their personal lives.
Is there anything that you will tell us that you shouldn't?
Come on, I know better than that. But no, it's really, you know, these conversations are ongoing. And you know, the goal for everybody is to do what we can to keep the keep control of COVID while having the least economic impact that we can have. But the concern is just, if things really, really get out of control. We're seeing some of the European countries go all the way back into full lockdown.
I've got cousins in Ireland, and I go to Ireland often, and they can't. They're now restricted to within 5 kilometers of their house. And,
that's right.
And in Ireland, you have your county on your license plate, so the police know, and they're pulling people over. It's dramatic.
Yep. Yeah, they're putting full lockdowns all the way back, and you know, I know how hard that was just for everybody here. My goal is to avoid those major steps back. You know, obviously, if we're able to avoid restrictions, we would do so. But certainly, numbers concerning in the direction they're going. So I hope what people are really hearing is the if there's something that you're doing that's not essential, now's the time to stop doing it.
I also want to point out though that we have made progress in treating it. Right, the hospital's length of stay has dropped. The death rate seems to have dropped. So we are improving things there.
Definitely made some progress there. We have, you know, we have some medications that are available and show some success, especially for people with really severe COVID. But when people are sick enough to get admitted to the hospital, this is really, really still a very severe and unfortunately, can be deadly disease. And so, what we don't want to do, the major increase in hospitalizations comes before the increase in ICU, comes before the increase in deaths. And unfortunately, we don't have to look any further than Wisconsin to really see that if you have an outbreak just surging, they're literally needing to turn their state fairgrounds into a field hospital and breaking all the records for deaths. And of course, that is nobody's goal here. So it's a tricky time and a lot of really hard decision making, but we are really trying to do what we can. And everybody in Chicago and really in Illinois can do their part in terms of helping us turn this around as quickly as we possibly can, which in turn is what lets us, not need to have as extensive restrictions in place.
Dr. Allison Arwady, the City of Chicago, thank you very much today, and I hope we can talk again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN. WGN.